So we're learning Mesechus Midas Daf Lamed Vav and Beis on the new parak, parak Ravi. So we already finished the Zara. We already did the Ulam. Now up to the Heichal. Pischus Heichal. The door of the Heichal was Gavoya Esrim Amos, was 20 Amos high. Barachvay Esa, it was wide 10 Amos. Va'abad Losus Hayoloi. It had four doors. The reason is because the wall of the Heichal was 6 Amos wide. The door, the wall itself of the Heichal was 6 Amos wide, and it had two doors. Had doors by the beginning of the 6 Amos and at the end of the 6 Amos. V'abad losus ha'yoloi. Shtayim b'fim, shtayim b'chutz. That means two in the inside, because there was double doors. There were double doors. The width was 10 Amos, so each door was 5 Amos. So, altogether four doors. Shtayim b'fim, shtayim b'chutz. Two doors on the inside and two doors on the outside, next to the ulam. You need two doors by the ulam and two doors by the heichal. Shnemar, the pasuk says, shtayim dalsus la'heichal. So there were two doors for the Heichal, which is the outside. V'lekaidish was the inside. Hachitzaynis niftachas v'secha Pesach. The outside doors, they open into the Pesach, into the width of the wall. L'chasis over shekaisel, to cover the thickness of the kaisel. V'aprimius, the inside ones, niftachas v'secha bayis, goes into the Heichal. L'chasis achar delas. And it covers behind the delas. Shekalabai is tarech v'zav. It turns out everything will be gold, covered in gold inside the heichal. Chutz ma'achar adasas, besides behind the doors. So if you look at the picture there, the first picture, you can see exactly what this is. There's altogether four doors. Two doors by the beginning of the thing that opens up inside the walls. So you're going through like a hallway where the doors are on your right and on your left. Then in the next set of doors, they open into the heichal and they like open 180 degrees and close up onto the inside of the walls. These are the two sets of doors. One set of doors, when they open, no, they're the wrong place here. Two sets of doors. So here, when you're walking in, these close up onto the walls and these close up behind the doors. That's that. So four doors. That's according to Tanakhama. Rav Yehuda argues, holds that each one had four doors because the problem with the Tanakhama's shot is that it comes out, the doors are opening into the heichal, which I don't know if it's a problem, but that comes out a little bit of a chassar, and the doors go into the heichal, and they close up, and they go against the walls in the heichal. Rav Yehuda has a way that you can have a bunch of doors, but they will not close up into the heichal. Now, according to the Tanakhama, they had to close up to the heichal. Why? Because each door, since there are only two doors, was 5 amos wide. So once they open up, they fill up the whole space in between the walls. So you couldn't have both doors opening inside. They'll hit each other. They'll bang into each other. They're both 5 amos long. So therefore, it had to open into the Heichal. That's going to Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says that there were folding doors. They're both doors went inside the Pesach. They were like folding doors. And they folded. So it means altogether, each door is 2.5 amos. And they folded. When they opened up, they were 5 amos wide. And they folded, they were 2.5 amos. So So each one covers 2.5 amos of the inside wall out of the 5 amos. Now, according to Tanakhama, remember the thickness of the wall was 6 amos. The door was 5 amos. So what was the extra amma for? The extra amma was for like the hinges of the door. According to this man, the amma says both of them opened inside the thickness of the wall. Each hinges were a half amma. That each one had a hinge of a half amma. Shenem, like the pasuk says, v'shtayim dalsos dalsos shtayim, u'shabes dalsos shtayim v'dalas echas dalsos la'acheres. So this pasuk sounds like there was taka. Each door is made out of two doors. I can ask me if it's a pasuk. What does the Tanakhama do with that? So they say this pasuk is really talking about the Beis Mikdash Hashlishi. The Rav Yehuda holds that it was the same thing that was Ve'ech Hasheni, the Beis Mikdash Hasheni. But according to the Tanakhama, we've dafka Beis Mikdash Hashlishi.
I thought they learned a lot of things from one to the other.
They do, but according to Tanakhama, not like over the doors. Not like over the doors. So that is the door of the Heichal. So remember, the door of the Heichal, they actually, the door of the Heichal had two sets of doors. Had one right by the Ulam and one right by the Heichal, and there was 5 or 6 amos in between the doors. 5 amos in between the doors, and that was the thickness of the wall. But when the Kohen went in, they didn't go in through that door, like we learned from Mesechus Tamid. Like, listen to the next Mishnah Beis. The Shnei Pishpishim Horilo Shara Gadol. The big main door of the Heichal had two smaller doors on each side. Echabat Safar, one on the north side, which is to the right. Ve'achabadarim, or to the left, which is the south side. Shevadarim, on the south side, le'nichas odam by ma'olam. No one ever used that little pishpish. That was kaviyachal Hashem's door. Ve'lovu mufurish, ayde yecheskel, shenem, it says in the pasuk, in yecheskel, ve'yem alai Hashem, hashar azer sogiyyeh. This door should be closed. Lo yipaseach, should not be open. Ve'ishlo yavabai, a person should go into it. Ke Hashem, le'ke yishol, ba'avai. The Eibishter himself will go through that door, v'hayasagar, so let it be closed. That says in the pasuk. And therefore, to the left side, that pishpish was never used. Now, the pishpish to the right had to get into the heichal, so it's a machlekes. Tanakam is like this. He took the key, upasach of the pishpish, he opened that door to the right of the main door, v'nichnas la'ata. He went from there into the ta, which is like a little room, u'ma'ata, which is to the right of the heichal, u'ma'ata, from the little room, he went to the heichal. That's according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Daimer, that he walked to the pishpish and he made a quick left into the thickness of the wall between the two doors of the heichal. Rabbi Yehuda Daimer, he didn't go into the heichal. He went into the wall of the heichal. Rabbi Yehuda Daimer, he's standing between both doors and he opens both of them. He opens up the outside door from the inside and he opens the inside door from the outside. That means according to the Tanakama, he walks into the Heichel itself and he opens both doors from the Heichel, walking out. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he goes in between the doors and that's how he opens the doors.